winning the Scott City Classic over the weekend, and they're going to be up across the state line into Nebraska coming up on the Friday and Saturday. They have a duel against Lexington, and then on Friday, and then at the John Higgins Invitational on Saturday as well. And we're going to talk to a couple of newcomers and some more newcomers to the show here this evening, and we'll talk to a couple of the wrestlers here. Whoever wants to take the mic first, you can go. All right, yeah, point each other out. Well, we're about down to flipping a coin or flipping one of those Oreo cookies to see who gets it. But anyways, here we go with it's going to be Junior, right? Yeah. All right. Alonzo Francis here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. How was that wrestling in front of the home crowd here last Saturday?
Pretty exciting. Yeah, a little nervous.
A little nervous. I don't know if I could say home crowd because it's tough with, you know, only two spectators per kid. But to be able to wrestle at the home tournament anyway in the home confines is pretty nice here. But you were at 220 last year. You're now wrestling at 195. How's that change been for you?
I noticed that they're a lot faster in 195.
Yeah. Yeah, that they are. But you've kind of caught up with them a little bit, right?
Just a little tad bit.
So what are some of the changes you had to make to kind of adjust to the style of wrestling, I guess, at 195?
Kind of like the meta of how they wrestle, because, like, when you're a big guy, you don't really shoot for legs or, like, sprawl.
Okay. But you had you came out with a couple of wins there. I guess kind of talk about your performance there on Saturday.
I felt pretty good. Started off with wrestling against that State Francis guy I lost.
Yeah, yeah, he's a pretty tough guy, but you've had some pretty tough ones this year, and you know you're shorter than a lot of the other ones. What are some of the things that you have to kind of work on as maybe the shorter wrestler? Maybe that's a little bit of an advantage as well.
The thing that I have a disadvantage in is definitely bottom. Mm-hmm. Try to get out, try to escape.
All right, and you know you've been able to get out a few times here this year and get some wins here. What's probably your favorite move?
Definitely the double arm spin.
All right. You've kind of worked that pretty well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can kind of let it all out here this weekend because you're not going to see those kids again the rest of the year, right?
I believe for districts.
Right? Yeah, well, I don't know if all those kids in Nebraska, they won't be able to see you again.
Oh, no. Not the one from Nebraska.
Yeah, so you can just do everything, right?
Oh, I know, because I got to win.
Yeah. What's the goal that you have here going forward here?
My first goal is to try to win my first one, and then my second goal is try to win my second one, and then my third goal is trying to make it to the finals.
There you go. All right, well, thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Well, thank you.
All right, once again, Alonzo Francis joining us here, and now we get to talk to another one making his debut here, and Houston Frank here, freshman at 138 pounds. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
Well, first time radio. Do you ever think you'd ever hear yourself on the radio?
No, not really.
All right. Well, come here. You've had a pretty tough season here, but I think you had a pretty good Saturday. How did you feel like you wrestled overall?
I felt pretty good, most of it, except for the first one. I think I ate a little bit too much before that.
Well, that happens, but it's pretty tough weight class to step in as a freshman there, and you've made some adjustments. And what's the thing that's been helping you with success here down the road?
I'm mostly a defensive kind of guy, and I'm mm-hmm. needing to get better at offense, and I think it's been getting better, so getting a little bit better at wrestling those good guys.
And you've definitely have faced a lot of good guys. Probably what's been your favorite part of the season here so far?
I don't know. The tournaments are always fun. Mm-hmm. Practice is always fun too.
Yeah, and you know, do you like the challenge of wrestling some of those pretty elite kids there at 138?
Yeah, sometimes.
But, yeah, you know, you've had a lot of the experience over the years, though. It's just kind of one of those things. You learn something new every day that maybe you hadn't seen in middle school or earlier, right?
Yeah, middle school is really mostly just kids that just decided to play. I mean, just decided to wrestle that year in middle school for the first time.
All right, as you look ahead here, coming up here, Lexington Saturday, some kids that you've probably never seen before, and That's kind of fun to kind of go out of territory there to see some different kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, what would you like to see out of that tournament on Saturday?
I want to go to the finals or at least place.
All right, well, hopefully things work out for you here, Houston. Good job there this past weekend, second place, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Houston Frank joining us here at 138-pound wrestler. Now we're joined here with Coach Aaron Dirks here on our coach's show here this evening. Well, Coach, I think you have to be pretty happy overall how your kids wrestled on Saturday. Some pretty tough weight classes, but team championship, that's always pretty nice to do, especially defending the home mats.
Yeah, I told the guys we always like to win our home meet, so they did respond to that, and I thought they did wrestle pretty well for the most part. I thought we looked a little sluggish in that first round. I wasn't completely pleased with all those matches, but we did seem to turn it up a little bit and look better as the day went on.
Absolutely there, and it showed, you had a couple of tournament champions there. You had 285 pounds there, Gabe Bowers, who remains unbeaten there, and you had another one as well. I'm drawing a blank here. I think Zach Rohrbaugh, there we go, 132, and he's starting to feel a little more comfortable as he was finally able to wrestle back-to-back weekends for the first time all year.
Yeah, and Zach did a good job. Again, I think I probably said this before, but he's gotten a lot better on his feet this year. We still struggled a little bit on bottom against a kid that was obviously pretty good on top. The Larned kid might have to change our game plan up a little bit, but for the most part, I think that he's getting a little better every week. Just hasn't wrestled as much as everybody else. And then Gabe, hasn't been truly challenged, I would say, really this year yet. Hoping to find that in Lexington. Usually we find some studs up there, so looking forward to seeing what they have.
Well, you've found some pretty good ones here as well, as you had some seconds and thirds that were pretty close there. That could be moved one level up, but that's kind of usually the case sometimes there. But I think it was good to see some kids that you weren't going to see until districts there, especially the ones from Larned there, and I think you got your kids learned a lot from those wrestlers.
Yeah, and looking at it, Ulysses and us had some close matches. Larned and us had some close matches. We lost a couple of those close matches to Larned. It's the new challenge of wrestling someone now, five out of seven weekends or whatever it is to finish up the season. So those matches, a lot of those are going to get closer, and the outcomes may change. I wasn't really displeased with the way we wrestled any of those big matches because, again, it doesn't matter so much right now. It does matter, but it doesn't matter so much, if we win or lose those matches, as long as we're kind of figuring those things out to be able to win at the end.
Well, you return here to a big one here this weekend here. Head up to Lexington Friday and Saturday there. You have a duel with Lexington on Friday, and then Saturday it's a 10-team tournament there. Always a pretty tough tournament where Scott City will be the smallest school there.
Yeah, and it's, it's 10 teams, but it's probably the 10 best teams, or close, I think. I'm not completely sure which ones they eliminated, but it always is great to find some really good competition that, again, really isn't going to hurt us in a regional seeding meeting. You can think back through the years, and we just had some amazing matches, whether it was that, the Damian Pape kid, I don't know if you remember him. Mm-hmm. I mean, just seeing kids like that, nationally ranked type kids, it's pretty amazing.
As weird as it is, of course, you had to cut down one tournament this year. Your league tournament is next week already. I can't believe that, with districts coming up here in 2 weeks. And you'll see a lot of those kids next week of league. But do you kind of treat this one this weekend as like postseason already?
Well, I think it's preparation for postseason. Yeah. We got to start wrestling the way we're going to wrestle in postseason, and we need to be in the shape that we're going to be in, and start to put some things together. We've had a lot of kids kind of struggling in real specific areas, and it's really time to start to put your whole match together, and I think they're really starting to do that. We're getting better. And that's all I ask of them, is get better every week. And if we can peak at the right time, that's always the really tough challenge in wrestling, because it's just such a grueling season. It's very, very long. It takes a real toll on your body. Always have a lot of injuries. And staying healthy this time of year and staying focused and
you know, being ready to go out and be able to wrestle your best match and give us the best version of yourself is always tricky to do at the right time at the end of the season. So I think we're in good shape as far as being at that level. So
do you feel like that kind of your lineup is set now as you move forward here? And do you see that, you know, some of those kids really starting to turn the corner here where you maybe thought they would at this juncture?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at some of the matches that we saw early. You know, I give Colin an example, you know, where the first time we wrestled Pata from Ulysses, he pretty well just handled us. And, you know, then we lose 9-8 in this one and had him in some real trouble. So, you know, that to me shows us we're getting better. We're getting more confident. We're figuring out who we are. And it's not just him. You know, we're seeing that kind of with several of our young guys. So, yeah, I think we're starting to turn that corner.
All right, once again, Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. Thanks again, as always, Coach Aaron. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend in Lexington.
Thank you. Appreciate it.